This is Michael Robert. You can come find me at michaelrobertmusic.com or join me on Facebook, Michael Robert Music. This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
All right, well, welcome to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason Dezurek. Glad you guys are tuning in with me, and just really glad that you are able to get a part of the Ministry of Worldview Warriors, and hope that you are getting equipped, encouraged to serve Christ in everything you do, and still hanging out with Matt. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We had a good time last time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's good just talking about the Lord.
Absolutely. Well, and it gets you excited of, you know what, we can do this.
Well, yeah, living for Christ is not boring.
No.
It's exciting.
Right.
And what I'm excited about is equipping people to live for Christ in ways that they never thought they could do or achieve or even thought about.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we think that Christianity is, it could be just, it's just going to church, right. It's reading my Bible, it's doing all of this stuff I don't want to do. But it's not.
No.
It's exciting. Yeah. I kind of went on a little sermon there, didn't I?
You did, but that's okay.
Preach on, man. Preach on, bro.
You know, last week we ended up kind of talking about the Holy Spirit a little bit, and I just want to encourage you, read the Word of God, and where it talks about healings, guess what? That stuff happens. I've seen it happen today. Where it talks about things of, where they talk about where they got rid of demons and stuff. Now, I'm not saying you want to jump right into that stuff, but it's real.
Tread
everybody
carefully.
It is real.
Absolutely.
And I just want to encourage you to be praying, and if you really want to start working for God, and not this kind of a Christian who goes out and you just yell at everybody and you're like, you're such a bad person.
Absolutely.
And you do nothing but condemn. No. That's not what we're about. We're really about love.
That's right.
At least we should be. And I also just want to say, look, if you are desiring to follow Christ and really do his will, then read his word. And where, read the book of Acts, for good grief. Starting there and just see what they were doing in the early church.
Absolutely.
And then just, I want to encourage you, pray and say, God, if this is the desire of your heart, God, use me in this way. Please use me for your kingdom, for furthering your kingdom and for your glory.
Yes.
And just in every where I'm at, help me to be praying continually and to seeking you out. Where is God working? Where can I join him in his work?
Absolutely.
And when you start doing that, I promise you, because I've experienced it way a lot. Boy, well, that was really bad.
That was fantastic grammar.
But I just want to encourage you. You are going to start seeing God and the Holy Spirit work in ways. And when you see that, you just jump in and just get involved.
That's right.
And the thing too is find someone who is spiritually older than you. I will put it that way. Not just spiritually older, but spiritually more grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And get discipled. We talked about that last week.
Absolutely.
And to hang out with them, ask them questions. And if they're a good discipler, at least this is my opinion, a leader is a learner. And so they believe that they can learn from you too.
Absolutely.
I really believe that with all my heart.
Absolutely.
It's not this, I've got all the answers kind of a guy. No, it's they believe they haven't got it all figured out. That's the kind of person you want to hang out with.
There's a two-way relationship, and I really like that. And I think, as we're growing and developing, when we're younger in Christ, I think a lot of times we want to just jump in to service and jump in and think, well, we're just going to be effective. But if you look at the guys who were like the fathers of the faith, look at guys like Abraham, you look at guys like Moses, even Jesus, there was some spiritual preparation done in their lives, and they did hard things that enabled them to do powerful ministry later. And that's what we're talking about. This whole series of podcasts has been about doing the hard things, because it's natural to think just to focus on how I used to be. It's natural just to not spend any time in the Word, any time in prayer, any time seeking. That's just kind of a natural thing. It's easy to do that. It's easy to play video games or watch TV or be on the computer rather than setting some of those things aside. It's easy to just go on and live and take the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
And as we move toward God, God is going to ask us to do some things that are not easy. And that's really kind of what I wanted to talk about today. And wanted is, okay, how do we move toward holiness? How does the Holy Spirit move us toward holiness?
Yeah.
And Paul says, I love what Paul says in Ephesians 4. He says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you, live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
Yeah.
When God adopted us into his family, when we were given forgiveness and repentance and grace and the blood of Jesus washed away our sins, God said, you are mine. And Ephesians 2 says that God gave us works to do that he prepared for us in advance. There's some things that you and I need to do that no one else is going to accomplish. God set those things out in advance for us to do when he saved us. We were saved to do something.
Right,
we were saved for service. If you want to package it up in a nice little cutesy phrase there, but we're going to be asked to do some things differently. And for instance, if you keep going in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 2, he says, "Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." As Christians, God is going to ask us to do some things that are different from everyone else. If you and I have a conflict, Jason, it's going to be real easy and natural for me to just avoid you. I don't want to deal with you. I don't want to deal with your stuff. I don't want to deal with your faults. I don't want to deal with all the ways that conflict has hurt me. So you know what I'll do? I'll just walk away, because that's the easy thing to do. If I don't have to deal with you, I don't have to let you hurt me anymore. I don't have to build that relationship with you that shows that I'm more interested in you than I am in myself. And so when we start talking about holiness, and we start talking about the way the Holy Spirit moves us toward holiness, that's all that's talking about is do stuff differently than everyone else. You know, holiness is it's a big word, and it's kind of an intimidating word. All it means is you're set apart. You're different. But it's not different like, you know, all of my friends have fun, but I don't have fun. Mm-hmm. You know, all of my friends do this, but I don't do that. And we usually think about holiness in terms of thou shalt nots. Don't do that. Don't think of holiness in terms of thou shalt nots. Think of holiness in terms of what can I do that's different from what's natural to do. And so when you start talking about conflict resolution, especially in churches, you know, it's easier for people just to walk away. I don't like brother so and so. I don't like sister so and so. I don't like the way the youth group is. So I'm just going to go somewhere else. I'm not going to deal with the issues. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to deal with the hurt. And most of the time, when someone's hurt you, they have no earthly idea.
Right.
No clue.
That's very true.
No clue. They did not intend to hurt you. They did not want to hurt you. And probably if you told them that you were hurt, you know what they would say?
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I'm sorry.
Yep. I'm sorry. And let's move on. Yeah. I love you.
You know, and Paul keeps talking in Ephesians 4. He says, by the authority of the Lord, I say this, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do. Mm. Quit being like everybody else.
Yeah.
Quit doing all the things that everyone else do. And if you read Ephesians, Jason, it talks a whole lot about the way the Gentiles are, you know, the way things used to be. You used to do this. And Paul has there is no shady part. There's no cloudy part about what the way the Gentiles used to be and the way that we used to be. And he's saying, you know what, please do something different. And so he says, because they're darkened in their understanding and they live a life separated from God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live my life like everyone else. Yeah. I don't want to live my life with a hardened heart. And so when we start doing the things that are different, then God starts doing some great things. And the thing I love about Paul is he doesn't just say, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. He says, okay, here's what to do.
Right.
I'm going to tell you what to do. Now, it's real easy to say, here's what to do. Where it gets hard is you actually start to have to start doing it. Did I say that right? You need to start doing it, mm-hmm. is what Paul's saying.
Yep.
So listen to verse 20. He says, instead of being like the Gentiles, being like the world, you didn't come to know Christ this way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance to the truth that is in Jesus Christ. That's what we've been talking about the last three podcasts. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in your attitude, in the attitude of your minds. Okay, so we're talking about the way that we're thinking. The Bible is full, the New Testament is full of examples how we will begin to win the battle for our hearts when we begin to win the battle for our minds. And we put so much junk in our minds. I mean, think about some, we've been talking about video games. I don't know why we're picking on video games, because first of all, I love video games and I love to play video games.
Sure.
And I have always been that way. I love to be on Facebook. I love to surf the internet. Mm-hmm. I'm on Twitter at Matt Brent. You like that shameless plug?
I like that.
Matt underscore Brent. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, I was just a beast at Ms. Pac-Man.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I grew up on.
And you said that for hundreds and thousands millions, of listeners.
Millions. Hopefully.
The millions of Worldview Warriors minions.
It's so funny because there's another game called Donkey Kong.
I hated that game. Oh, I love Donkey
Kong. I was so bad at it.
Donkey Kong.
I was so bad at it.
Well, I was bad at it too, but I loved it.
Oh, I was just terrible.
That's funny.
Yep. So we're, you know, going back to the 80s there.
Nice. Yeah. Rock on. Rock on.
Shameless plug for the 80s.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I'm not against all of those things.
Right.
I'm just saying that there needs to be a balance in our lives.
Yeah.
And if anything consumes us, that's not a good thing. So I want to get on to some of the things that we're given to do.
Yeah.
You know, he says, put on the new self, created to be like. Let's try that again. Chapter 4, verse 24. And put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So do these things. Here's some things to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we were all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Right there, we could do a podcast just right there. But the idea that we resolve, and we talked about it earlier, resolve conflict both with one another and within ourselves. And we got a lot of angry folks. I don't know how many folks you talk to that deal with anger.
Sure.
But wow, I talk to people all the time who are either dealing with anger, who are either dealing with a spouse who is angry, parents who are angry, there's a lot of people that are angry.
Yeah.
I don't know about you. I used to have an anger issue. Mm-hmm. I still can have an anger issue sometimes. And the idea that there's this idea that anger is not really about anger. Anger is about something else. Anger is a masking emotion, a masking reaction for what's really going on underneath. And you're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So you get angry. You didn't stand up for yourself like you thought you should. I remember I used to get bullied a lot when I was little. And I've grown into a much larger frame than I had when I was, like, say, in junior high. And, man, I used to get picked on just all the time. And I was always so angry.
Yeah.
I'd get mad. It's because I didn't stand up for myself because I was afraid. Well, anger isn't the issue. The issue was I was afraid, and I needed to stand up for myself better.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's others too where they'll get angry because they don't know the answer to the question.
Yes.
And so they get angry because they're uninformed, and that's not a bad thing. It's they look at that as they're less of a person, and so they're going to get angry and make you feel stupid.
Yep.
But nothing was accomplished.
Nothing.
All that was accomplished was that person got angry, and the other person was like, I don't really want to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, whoa. So I guess what my challenge is, I try to do this so much. I used to be kind of that person who would get angry if I didn't know. Now what I do is I ask questions. Mm-hmm. And if I don't know the answer, it's like, what do you mean by that? You know, or, you know, if somebody's like, well, you know, in the pyramid time with the Egyptians and da da da, and I'm going, what is this person talking about? I have no idea.
What in the world?
I have no idea what they're talking about. And I'll be like, you know, no offense, I don't know anything about that. Can you share more with that for me? Because I don't know anything about that. Help me understand what you're trying to convey so I know what your point is here. And that's not being mean. It's just letting them know, I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Help me understand.
Absolutely.
As the body of Christ, I think we need to start doing that.
Absolutely. We need to speak the truth in love.
Yes.
Look, you hurt me, Jason.
Yes.
This is why you hurt me. This is what you did. But we're so afraid of conflict. Oh my goodness. I'm going to have to talk to this person, and I'm going to have to own the fact that I was hurt.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to own the fact that my feelings were bent out of shape. And I don't know if it's a cultural thing here or, you know, and I think it happens everywhere, but there's something about I've lived in Florida, I've lived in Tennessee, I've lived in Arkansas, I grew up in Texas, and I've never seen it like it is here, the want to avoid conflict.
Sure.
Here in Central Ohio. It's acute here.
Okay.
I think it's everywhere, mm-hmm. but I think it's especially acute here. I don't know what that mm-hmm. is, but I want to speak to that.
Sure.
In the sense that when you start to own what you're feeling and start to deal with that in the name of Jesus, that won't turn out bad.
I'd agree.
It will not turn out bad because you're thinking of all the scenarios in your mind of the reasons you shouldn't do that and how that's just going to go really, really bad.
Yeah.
And it's not true. It will work out. You may have to work at it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what holiness is. It's making the decision to say, I'm going to put what I'm feeling aside, and I'm going to do what God is asking me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay.
My discipler, he said this because I was really struggling with somebody who would not get back with me on something. Okay. I want to know what your feelings are on this.
It wasn't me, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Okay, good.
And I was like, I need to talk to this person, but they refused to talk to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what do I do? And he's like, all right, well, he goes, you do understand that hate is not the opposite of love. And I go, what? What are you talking about? I go, love and hate are opposites. He goes, oh, absolutely not. I go, okay, Neil, what do you mean? He goes, the opposite of love is totally ignoring somebody. Mm-hmm. He goes, at least if someone hates you, you at least are worth their time of hating.
Mm.
Holy cow. I was like,
yeah,
that just, I mean, for me, scales literally started falling off my eyes and like my brain opened up and I'm like, okay, this kind of sounds true, but is it really? And wow. What do you think about that?
I think that's right. I don't completely disagree with that.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of truth in that because what that does for me, it does is it ignites something in me. I'm like, pay attention to me.
Yes.
Deal with me.
Yes.
And I've had folks, not
in a way of, oh, I'm a kid, I'm throwing a temper tantrum. It's, look, we have a broken relationship here. Let's deal with this.
I have literally begged people, please.
Really?
Let's deal with this. Can you please? I want to do what is right in the Lord.
Yeah.
Here are the Bible verses. Let's be reconciled. I want to do everything in my power. I will humble myself. I don't have to be right. I don't even have to talk. I will just listen. Will you please? Please. And Jason, it's gut-wrenching. It is gut-wrenching when you want to make things right. All you want to do is make things right.
Mm-hmm.
And that person or family or whoever it is, they just write you off.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts. And I'm going to tell you something else. It is completely contrary to the image of God, because God is all about reconciling people to himself, reconciling people Absolutely. To each other, yeah. making things right with people. And that's what this whole speak the truth in love is. Okay, you don't, just because you're hurt and upset doesn't mean you have to go off.
Yeah.
You can say, you know what? I'm hurt.
Yeah, it's okay.
And this is why.
Yeah.
But we get I think we get afraid of emotion. I'm gonna go in and I'm gonna talk and probably I'm gonna cry or I'm gonna get really angry and upset and twittered and I'm afraid. I'm afraid that if I own what I'm feeling, that you're going to ignore it. And it's programming from when we were growing up. Yeah. And you'd probably say, Matt, that's a bunch of psychology. Mm-mm, it's not. It's Bible. Mm-hmm. Because my Bible says that you speak the truth in love and you work things out and you make every effort to be unified in the spirit through the bond of peace.
Yeah.
When God tells us to do that, he wants us to do it and he makes a way to do it.
Yeah. Well, in Matthew 18, I mean, it's really clear.
Yeah.
And you know, when you go through those steps, Matthew 18, I think it's 15 is where it is, Matthew 18. Oh, good grief. Anyway, I think that's where it's at. You can find it. It's basically just resolving conflict, okay?
Yes.
Now, what I want to encourage you to do is it says there, you know, to go to that person. If they don't listen, then bring in a mediator. If they don't listen, go to the church, all that. And then it says if that person still won't listen, treat them as a pagan. Now, how do we treat pagans? Seriously, we love them.
Yep.
When I first read this as a younger believer, I was like, yeah, you're going to hell. Well, they are going to hell, but it's not now. Yeah, you're going to hell. It's, hey, you know what? I offended you. I'm sorry. And if you can't forgive me, I'm going to do everything I can in my power to show you I love you still.
Mm.
That is really, love your enemies, Jesus says. Read it, Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
Wow.
Read it, because that, I used to totally believe that it was then write them off. That is not, I believe with all my heart, that is not what Jesus is saying. I totally believe he is saying, you need to love that person even more. Love your enemies and treat them as you would a pagan, which means you're wanting them to come into the, that means they're not saved.
Right.
That's an issue.
Now, Jason, does that mean, because when people say that,
yeah.
a lot of times what happens is you start feeling guilty because you think what that means is you have to put yourself in every situation to be hurt by them.
Oh, absolutely not. No, 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 no,
like
no.
You have to be buddies with them, Jason.
No.
Do I have to be a buddy with the people that have written me off?
Not at all. No. What it means is when the opportunities arise, when that person comes into your path, you love them. It doesn't mean you go seeking them out and get hammered.
That's good.
It means that when the Holy Spirit prompts you and you're, let's say you go to the same, you know, the same congregation, you're going to the same church where you worship together corporately, and there's two of you, and if that person comes and let's say, oh, you know, the donut line there, you know, we always eat at church. I would say, I don't know why, but
I love that.
Read Acts 2. Anyway, in there, and that person's there and you both get there at the same time, you know, it's a, hey, you can go ahead of me. That's just one way to love them. And that's not showboating, going, hey, look at what I did. I let them go first. Heck with that. And then also, I just want to encourage you, if you're in private with that person, if that ever comes up, you don't be afraid to say, how you doing? And they're going to look at you like, I don't like you.
Quit talking to me.
Yeah.
Will you stop talking to me?
For?
Stop talking
and
to
then,
me.
And now we as Christians, if somebody would say that, stop talking to me. Okay. No problem.
No, I mean, you're talking to me, right? You're preaching to me.
Yeah.
I don't want you to quit.
Okay.
Stop stepping on my toes.
You know, but it is a thing, because Jesus, everybody, don't forget, Jesus went to get his disciples. He said, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. I believe all big time. He turned around and he started walking, and he didn't look behind and go, who's with me? After a while, he turned around and goes, I mean, you read it in scripture. He goes, where the heck is everybody? That's basically what he said.
John 6.
Didn't we have more than this?
John 6.
Where did everybody go?
Yes, sir.
And he didn't, and everybody's like, well, Jesus, you're saying some pretty hard stuff, and they just couldn't handle it. He goes, okay, I got how many here? Okay, we got 12 real close guys. Good, okay. That's what we're going to go
with.
That's
what we got.
We're ready to roll. And that's the attitude I believe we need to take. Now, when people mess up, and they're going to mess up, and you're going to mess up too, it's called forgiveness and move on.
Amen.
It really is. If I wouldn't have been forgiven and given that grace and mercy by God, I couldn't give it back because I wouldn't understand it. You know, a lot of people get on me and they're like, you know, Jason, who aren't Christians, Jason, I can love, I you know, love, no problem. I'm like, well, I think you believe you can. And I think, you know, with up to the point you can understand it, you can. But the problem is the Bible's really clear. God is love. So if you don't have God in you, you can't fully understand love.
Sacrificial love.
Yes, and even everybody, you can't understand it fully even when you are a Christian.
Absolutely.
We're living in a time that is not perfect. It just drives me nuts, you know? I want to go at him. I just want to punch him, I'm telling you. But I won't. Because if he, you know, everybody, God loves us so much that he's like, you know what? I'm going to give you free will. Go do what you want.
Yep.
And now it's up to us if we want to live a holy life or not.
That's right. And those things that you're talking about, those are the things that are the hard things.
Yes.
And as we start to do those things, and listen, it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to feel good sometimes. But if we will do those things, if we will speak the truth in love, if we will resolve conflict, if we will deal with our anger, mm-hmm. both the anger inside of us,
yeah,
and with the anger of others that we have helped create, then God will start to use us in ways that we have never thought possible.
Oh, it is so awesome, everybody. Sink into God. If you will, jump into the pool and just let the Holy Spirit completely consume you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is unbelievable. You know what, everybody? I thank you so much for listening. I know we've gone long, but I think this was well worth it today. What do you think, Matt?
I thought we got some good territory covered today.
Absolutely. I learned something today. I'll let you.
Yeah, I learned a lot.
Praise God.
Quit preaching at me.
No, I'm going to keep it up. Everybody, thank you so much for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. And everybody, I just want to encourage you to go to our blog. Go check that out. You can find it at worldviewwarriors.org. Click on the blog page. And Matt, by the way, what church are you at?
I'm at the Celebration Christian Church in Marion, Ohio.
Okay.
Our website is celebration247.com.
Okay.
I've got a blog as well.
Great.
It's mattbrent.blogger.com.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Twitter.
Sweet.
Matt_BRENT, Brent. Okay. And
you're on Facebook.
I'm on Facebook.
You're in this really hip band.
I don't, yeah, well.
Even though hip isn't hip anymore.
No, I don't think hip's so hip. But I'm fronting the Matt Brent band, and you can find us on Facebook and MattBrentBand.com.
And at WorldViewWarriors.org.
And we're all over the WorldView Warriors site, too.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening. Take care, and remember, do not keep silent.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at WorldViewWarriors.org.